Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, November 4th, 2024. Carolyn Zachary, the assistant editor of the Mid-Coast Villager, profiled the District 2 candidates for Waldo County Commission in a report published last week at midcoastvillager.com. Among the topics that the candidates shared their views on was the state's push to develop Sears Island rather than use the already developed Mack Point for an offshore wind terminal. Here's what each of the Winterport-based candidates had to say. Zachary reports that Democrat Alan Cohen called the island a treasure, great for ecotourism, and said the state has been minimizing alternatives like the already industrialized Mack Point and, quote, rushing this through. And Republican Kevin Kelly said he wants to see an environmental impact statement. Quote, they say they're only taking a third of the island. That's the start. They don't tell you the rest of the story. They need to step back, do the homework, roll it out to the people, and let the people decide. The state tends to jump before they do the homework, and they're always weak on the marketing component. End quote. Starting the day off with a little bit of bipartisan agreement. You can read the rest of that article by Carolyn Zachary at midcoastvillager.com. And moving on to what is and is not allowed at the polls. The Maine Secretary of State, Shanna Bellows, and elections officials want Mainers to be aware of how elections are run here and what is and is not allowed at the polling places. Part one of this report aired on Friday and is now archived at weru.org. Picking up where we left off, Maine law prohibits influence and advertising in and around voting places, both during the absentee voting period and on Election Day. On Election Day, on public property within 200 feet of the entrance to the voting place and within the voting place itself, no one may influence or attempt to influence another person's decision regarding a candidate for an office or a question that's on the ballot for the election that day. Additionally, a person may not display advertising material, operate an advertising medium, including a sound amplification device, or display or distribute campaign literature, posters, palm cards, buttons, badges, or stickers containing a candidate's name or otherwise intending to influence the opinion of any voter regarding a candidate for an office or a question that's on the ballot for election that day in the same zone. These restrictions do not apply to advertising material on vehicles traveling to and from voting places to vote. Voters may wear a campaign button that is no bigger than 3 inches around. Election workers, poll watchers, signature gatherers, and others in attendance at the polls for purposes other than voting may not wear apparel that names candidates or explicitly or implicitly expresses support for or opposition to a candidate or issue on the ballot that year. An election administrator may ask a voter to remove a hat or cover up a t-shirt. Anyone, including a voter who is asked to remove apparel or other advertising or who is asked to exit a polling place by a warden, must do so as the warden is the presiding officer at the voting place. Photography and videography are allowed in and near polling places as long as the person recording remains outside the guardrail and isn't conducting video recording closer than 15 feet from a voter, including when a voter is where a person is collecting signatures. Photographs or videos of ballots are not allowed with the exception of ballot selfies. You can read more by following the links at maine.gov/SOS. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care, and I'll see you tomorrow.